Hi, guys, and welcome to episode 116 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care includes going on walks and attending an amazing concert with my husband. And I hope that you're taking time out of your week to take care of yourself as well. And I am so thankful you're here listening today. The goal of this podcast is to create a safe space for you to learn more about yourself and about mental health topics on your time. This is no replacement for actual therapy, as I always say, but I do hope that you can learn something, apply something to your week ahead, and also that you're pursuing actual therapy as well. In today's episode, I want to dive into some words that we use probably on a daily basis. And I talk about it a lot in sessions of efficiency versus effectiveness. Something can be efficient without necessarily being effective, and something can be effective without being efficient. But sometimes we blur those two together a little too much, and we think that because something's faster, that's the best way to do it, or because something's slower, that's the best way to do it. So let's look at the definition, what the research is out there, and some real life examples that might make sense to you. I highly value efficiency, maybe more than the average person. I see the estimated time of arrival on my GPS as a personal challenge because I am sure there is a faster, more efficient way to get there. Yes, I'm assuming I know more than Google and the Global Positioning Service, but I don't like to waste time. I don't want to waste any drive time more. I'm not one of those people who loves driving, so I want to get there as fast as possible. Are you someone who loves being efficient? Do you maybe try to multitask whenever possible, knocking three things out at a time rather than just a measly one thing? I'm the same way. If I can throw in a load of laundry, jump into grading online, and listen to a podcast at the same time, I feel like I'm winning at life. And while this kind of efficient productivity makes some of us happy, unfortunately, the science says it's not making our brains happy. So you can Google it about multitasking, brain health, and you'll hear this fun little word called monotasking, which is a fancy way of saying just do one thing at a time. The research is overwhelming that pre-pandemic, we really highly valued multitasking. And since then, and in a really good way, we're realizing that's not good for our health, for our relationships, just in general. But it's hard to make that switch. And I'm not saying one's better than the other. I still value efficiency, but sometimes I need to ask myself, is this being effective at the same time? So let me define those two words so that it maybe is a little bit clearer. So to be efficient means working in a well-organized and competent way. My other definition that I like is preventing the wasteful use of a particular resource. See, we don't need to use my drive time for anything other than getting there faster. Okay, so effective definition is successful in producing a desired or intended result. So you can see how maybe you prevented waste, but you didn't get the desired result you were wanting. Or maybe something got lost in the efficiency that made it not effective. I want to give some real life examples how I've seen this come up in counseling, in my own life, and maybe help you put a little pause in there before you decide your action plan to see if something's just going to be efficient or if it can also be effective. So for example, I'm going to armchair parent my children. If you don't know what I'm talking about, this would be I'm sitting on the couch, I'm exhausted, I might be looking at my phone or watching a show, and I hear them arguing in the other room. You've probably never done this, but sometimes I will yell out and say, guys, quit arguing, or you guys work it out, come to me if something's broken or bleeding. So this might be efficient. This might be a path of least resistance on my part, but it's probably not going to produce the most effective discipline strategy or effective parenting moment or connection with my child. Because even though it may feel like a wasteful use of resources, I'm going to need to get up and walk over and look in their eyes to be more effective, to successfully accomplish what I'm trying to do. I hope that makes sense. Let me give you another example. So you're in a building and you're trying to, you know, get more steps in. You're trying to be more active on a day-to-day basis. Maybe this is your office building and you park and you walk in and you can take the stairs or the elevator. Which one might be more efficient? Probably the elevator. You're not going to waste any time or energy and it will take you to where you need to be. Mission accomplished. But if your goal is also getting more steps in, making healthier choices, then the effectiveness approach for that would be taking the stairs. Efficiency versus effectiveness. I'm just trying to help you clarify the two because, like I said, we tend to blend them together. We tend to think they're one and the same, when in reality, it just depends on what you're going for. I definitely ascribe to done is better than perfect sometimes. As far as just getting things done, it can be efficient, but that doesn't always translate to effectiveness and successfully getting what you need to get done. So, last example would be texting versus calling. Some of you hate texting and some of you hate calling. So I know you're probably like me and have had situations where you're like, I'm just going to text real fast and ask this question. Or there's other times you pick up the phone because you say, this was too much to text. I was not going to be able to communicate what I needed. And maybe you've had situations where a text goes awry or is completely misinterpreted, or you use the dreaded period instead of an exclamation point. I've talked about that in a past episode. But in that scenario, we're talking efficiency versus effectiveness. There are times a text is efficient and effective. It will get the point across. You know, do you need this at the store? Here's the picture, blah, blah, blah. But there's other times tones are misinterpreted. Sentences are misread or miscommunicated. And a phone call would be more effective even when it's not totally efficient. So how does this affect my mental health, Brianna? That might be what you're asking. Surprisingly, it does. When you feel like you've chosen the path of least resistance and you still didn't get the point across, it can send signals to your brain that, oh, you're not good at this, or, oh, you didn't make the right choice here. And sometimes that can lead to a spiral of, oh, great, now they're mad at me. Now I have to clean up this mess. So I'm hoping that when you get to those crossroads or situations where I can either do this or that, yes, this might be more efficient, but is it going to be effective? There's a difference. Or there's times you say, this will be both, and that's great. So yes, click go. And there's times where done is better than perfect, and you're just going to have to deal with it and not beat yourself up too much. Regardless, this all requires self-awareness, positive self-talk, and being able to decide in the moment what's going to be best for me, for this situation, and for the relationships that I'm responsible for in this scenario. I hope that was helpful. Thank you so much for listening today. If you get a chance in the week ahead, please tell a friend or family member about the show or share a social media post. That helps get the word out about this podcast. As always, you've got this, and I'm cheering you on. Have a great week.